Magic 98.
There's no manual for moms. You wing it, and sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. So, what is your name? And if you could, please share with us your mom fail.
Hi, my name is Valerie. I'm from Madison, and I looked the other way, and that is how my daughter ended up with stitches.
Yep. Okay, I'm excited to hear this. Go for it.
All right. Well, as you know, there's nothing like telling the kids it's time for bed to make them go absolutely bonkers.
Berserk. Uh-huh.
My son and daughter, it was one of those days where they were at each other all day long. So when it was finally bedtime, I could not have been more thrilled. They were both in my daughter's room playing a board game. Of course, arguing the entire time, snipping at each other about, I don't even know, they both wanted the same piece. Someone wasn't playing the way the other wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I walked in, told them it's time to put on their PJs, brush teeth, grab a book, get ready for bed. And naturally, the whining started. But energy was at an all-time high this time around. And I just didn't have it that night. I did not have what it took to get them under control. So I walked right back out of the room.
I hear you.
And, you know, sometimes we like to think they can fend for themselves. But so, you know, in that moment, I convinced myself that I didn't care and they could just fall asleep standing up or in their clothes or whatever. You know, what's the worst that can happen? famous last words, am I right?
Right.
So probably about 5 minutes later, I hear a scream and I knew that was not good. So in that 5 minutes or so that I was gone, they decided to climb up on the bunk bed, tie a toy dinosaur to the ceiling fan, and turn it on.
Oh, I like these kids.
I mean, they're creative. I will give them that.
Watch
so,
this.
As you can imagine, this didn't turn out very well. The dinosaur clocked my daughter right in the forehead, and a few minutes later, we're off to urgent care to get stitches.
Oh, yeah.
But she's fine now, and you know the silver lining in all of this is that every time my kids are being extra crazy, I just bring up my daughter's scar on the forehead, and they both calm right down.
Don't make that happen again. Welcome to the club, Valerie. Together, we probably fail every single day.
Magic 98.